Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for this little short segment and the next, former Congressman Bob Barr, author, researcher, libertarian presidential candidate, BobBarr.org, LibertyGuard.org. He's been on the front lines exposing the expansion of the war on terror, the attack on our liberties, and the TSA and all the horrible activities they're engaged in. Now, Congressman, I'm even seeing mainstream media say this is a federal unsworn police force doing things FBI can't even do. They have no statutory authority to stick the hands on the outside and touch the genitals, or inside, as you know. Now a federal judge has said it's that you have a right to have TSA. They upside down put their hands down your pants at the school proms in Santa Fe. They're announcing a rollout on the highway, streets, roads. The infrastructure is being seized. What's your overall view of where this is going?
It's outrageous, and if Americans don't do what you and many of your listeners have been doing by setting the example, and that is to stand up and say not just no, but hell no, then the limitations on government and the protections for our privacy and our persons that are embodied in the Fourth Amendment will be essentially meaningless. Just absolutely outrageous, not only what government and TSA in particular are doing, but what is most distressing is the number of Americans that sit back like damn sheep and accept this nonsense.
Well said.
Pardon my French.
No, you're absolutely right. Well, it's time to get angry. The Texas legislature voted in the House 138-0 unanimous to enforce the law and not let them grope women and children, or men for that matter. And then the Republican leader of the Senate, the Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, and there are state senators on record in the Dallas Morning News, you name it, that he said, don't let anybody know I'm doing this. But with the Justice Department, he threatened and lobbied, and the Justice Department put a letter out publicly, Congressman, saying they would blockade and have a no-fly zone over Texas if they did not back off of this bill. What's your take on that?
Well, I used to think that the slogan "Don't mess with Texas" actually meant something, but I'm beginning to wonder now. They backed down on this. At least the Senate apparently did. It's ridiculous to let the government bully a state like this. No fly zone that people can't fly in and out of Texas. Give me a break. I mean, how in heaven's name would they enforce something like that? Obviously, they couldn't. And if they tried, then Texas would stand up to it. They would have security at the airports. That would be probably, perhaps, certainly as good as, if not probably better than what TSA provides.
Well, what does that say about the mindset of the Justice Department and Janet Napolitano at Homeland Security that they would have a U.S. attorney send a letter just arrogantly saying, we'll shut down your air traffic? I mean, this sounds like how the Civil War started.
It doesn't surprise me, and I doubt that it really surprises you, Alex, or your listeners. I mean, we've seen this federal bullying by Republicans and Democrats alike for many, many years now. And I was hopeful, until yesterday, I guess it was, that Texas would finally stand up to this nonsense. But now, obviously, they've at least backed out for the moment, unfortunately. Hopefully, perhaps Congress. How is the Lone Star State's congressional delegation handling this? Are they going to fight for the freedom and the Fourth Amendment for at least Texans?
Well, that's the word, a headline yesterday. Powerful bipartisan group is forming in the House of Representatives to defund part of the TSA and defund the naked body scanners. As a former senior congressman, Bob Barr, let's talk about strategies that you could recommend to try to beat this and where your FOIA requests have gone with Liberty Guard dealing with these political persecution lists reportedly that the TSA keeps on Americans. We'll be right back with Bob Barr on the other side.
normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
BobBarr.com, LibertyGuard.org. He was the presidential nominee in 2008 for the Libertarian Party, senior member of the House of Representatives. Bob Barr is our guest for this one segment to look at the whole TSA situation. Congressman, why have you weighed in and started an organization and FOIA request dealing with the stand down of Thanksgiving and the reported secret political persecution list of the TSA? Why for you is the TSA such an important issue?
It's such an important issue, Alex, because it embodies what is happening to our Fourth Amendment protection, which is the Fourth Amendment being the essential privacy protection that we as citizens in a free society have or should have against unreasonable government intrusion. If there is a better example other than some of the nonsense with the Patriot Act, which we can talk about on a different day, which is very important, a better example of how the government does not give a darn about the Fourth Amendment than what TSA is doing, then I'd like to hear it. When a person, and I've had this happen to me, goes through to board a plane, first of all, I don't think they have any right or reason to, you know, look at my ID. That has nothing to do with whether or not I have weapons or explosives. But be that as it may, once a person goes through the metal or explosive detectors, unless there is some other reason, articulable reason, the TSA has to suspect that person posing a danger, they have no right whatsoever to search that person further and to say, well, simply because you don't want to have a nude body scan taken of you, you're going to have a groping, which used to be reserved for suspected criminals upon arrest or detention, that provides the reasonable suspicion is absolute nonsense. So the point is, if we don't stop the government here, based on violation of Fourth Amendment, then there really is not going to be very much at all in the future that we'll be able to stop the government from doing. That's why this battle is so important.
Also, a new video is out of a congressman on C-SPAN. A congressman on a recent flight said TSA patted down child, little old lady, but ignored a man in Arab garb. And that, of course, the Hill newspaper is also reporting that Paul Brown, Republican of Georgia, is saying, your state, well, I have to confirm, I fly quite a bit, and in places like Santa Rosa, San Jose, other areas, New Jersey, all I see is women and children. I do not see them. If somebody's in a wheelchair and can hardly walk, they go after them like wolves. If it's a baby, they check in the diaper. I've seen it. If it's a young woman... But if you're wearing an Arab dress and a turban, and I'm not saying, I'm not attacking those people and saying they should be singled out either. It's they're left alone. So this really just appears to be conditioning for the American people to have these federal goons. The FBI can't stick their hands down your pants without a warrant. How then can they do this?
Well, they do it because we let them do it, because Americans by the millions say, oh, it makes us safer, or, oh, I have nothing to hide, and therefore they, like sheep, they let the government do this. The only way this is going to be stopped, I don't think it's going to happen through the courts, unfortunately, but we have to fight these battles through the courts also. The only way we're going to have any hope is if the people rise up against this, and go to their members of Congress, go to their state legislatures, go to their senators, and demand that TSA be reined in and that the Fourth Amendment actually be given the power to protect individuals that it used to have.
Sir, looking at the TSA announcements that they want to be in high school proms, if you're a new listener, that's not a joke. In Santa Fe, a federal judge ruling that, well, we'll send them there to grope kids to make sure their rights aren't violated. It's just a bizarre Orwellian statement. Or TSA now actually in Florida, Texas, Massachusetts, New York, California are now setting up checkpoints on highways, not just bus terminals, and doing the groping and the hands and the pants. I mean, this is so off the charts. I can't even believe this is really happening. I mean, this is the Soviet Union didn't do this.
It's unprecedented. And again, if we don't put a stop to it pretty darn quick, the Fourth Amendment will have lost any meaning whatsoever. The same thing is happening even here in Georgia. TSA and Department of Homeland Security are setting up, I forget what the acronym stands for, the VIPR program, V-I-P-R, where they will set up roadblocks on major highways. Sometimes during rush hour, they will set up folks at train stations. You might have seen a couple of months ago this happened at the train station in Savannah, Georgia, and they will start conducting random searches of people, stopping trucks at truck stops, and you know, supposedly looking for terrorists. I mean, utterly arbitrary, utterly nonsensical. But as you said a moment ago, and you're absolutely correct, this is conditioning Americans to having government be able to do anything it wants to them. It's not about security, Alex. It's about control.
Well, here's an example of that. I have been going down to Bolivar since I was a child, and I hadn't been in more than a decade, so I took my children there. And then the ferry from Galveston to Bolivar, there's a road you can drive around a few miles out of the way. But I thought, let's take the little ferry. It takes about 5 minutes to go across. And when I pulled up, they had all the families out, and they search every car now and dig through your belongings before you get on the ferry. And then they said, well, you don't like this. We set up highway checkpoints now. And it's so asinine. And then with Dominique Strauss-Kahn, they have a new bill in New York State that all of the hotel maids must wear emergency necklaces because one guy might have tried to grope somebody. So the idea is the government will keep you safe from everything. Well, the government can't keep you safe from everything. And every time government claims it's going to do that, historically, congressmen, aren't they, a government tyranny, always the greatest threat to life, liberty?
It certainly is, because they have a monopoly on legitimate power in terms that they define what the citizens can or cannot do. It's the typical government reaction, whether it's about guns, whether it's about prescription drugs. For example, we just had a bill in Georgia that was passed and signed by Republicans, of course, that now sets up a database of prescription drugs. The reason for this is, well, there are these folks out there that abuse prescriptions. Therefore, in order to make law enforcement's job easier to catch these few scofflaws, we're going to inconvenience and invade the privacy of everybody that gets a prescription filled. And people just sit back and say, oh, it makes us safer. Well, it must be okay then.
And now with political hit list, we know medical records have been used by presidents and people. Now, if any of these cops without a warrant want to know exactly what I'm taking, exactly what my wife's taking, exactly what my children have taken, this is one of the most sacrosanct privacy areas there are.
And it's, I don't know how it is in Texas, but in Georgia and down in Florida, it's Republicans. I tell you, Alex, without exaggeration, Georgia's a perfect example. When the Republicans get into power and control both branches, both the executive and the legislative branches of state government, they impose more controls and invade more of our liberties than the Democrats did.
And that's what was so wonderful about the Texas situation, the unanimous 138 vote in the House to criminalize what's already criminal with the TSA, but start prosecuting these molesters. To have Republicans and Democrats come together for the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and then have the Republican David Dewhurst, a Bush-Karl Rove protege, kill it in secret, and senators have gone public that he said, keep this secret, I'm doing this. What's your view of something like that?
It's highly unethical, certainly. It ought to outrage the citizenry. It ought to outrage the governor. I mean, what does Governor Perry intend to do about this?
Well, Senator Dan Patrick, next senior Republican senator under Dewhurst, is the one blowing the whistle, and others are now in the papers saying, oh, yeah, Dewhurst had federal lobbyists with him and was threatening everyone and saying they couldn't pass it while publicly saying he supported it. I mean, if that isn't a new level of political treachery, I don't know what is.
Well, it's political treachery and political cowardice as well, and I'm delighted that you're standing firm on this and bringing light to this, and hopefully many, many of your other colleagues in the media will be doing the same. And I hope Perry does not. I hope he doesn't just cave into this.
Now, we've only got a minute left. I ran out of time. Your FOIA request, you told me privately you're getting ready to sue if they don't answer your FOIAs. Speak to that briefly. And then also Homeland Security saying they won't show the statute where they have the authority to stick hands down pants.
The TSA is an agency with the support of its parent agency, Department of Homeland Security, that believes it's above the law, very honestly. And Congress needs to step in and rein it in. In the absence of that, what we're doing at Liberty Guard, www.libertyguard.org, is going through the Freedom of Information Act, which TSA is fighting. And it looks like we're just trying to get some basic information on how all of this, these scanners and the groping is being conducted and so forth, and under what authority. They're refusing to divulge it, and it looks like we'll have to go through the court system. And, we'll need people's support for that.
Absolutely. And now we learn Congress wanted the radiation readings, and then they gave them fake ones. I mean, these guys think they're God.
Oh, they do. I used to think that being a lawyer that the most powerful people on the face of the earth were federal judges once they get the robe and they're kids compared to these folks at TSA and Department of Homeland Security.
Congressman Bob Barr, thanks for the update. Look forward to having you on soon dealing with the Patriot Act and your upcoming lawsuit. Thank you.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Well, there's a bunch of issues here before I get into all the other financial and geopolitical, and Obama now quoted again saying he's got a stealth plan to get our guns. I want to spend some time on this TSA situation because this affects not just the U.S. but the entire planet, not just Texas but every state in this union. It is now confirmed what we told you 9 years ago, because then it was public as well, just not widely circulated. The TSA is the domestic national security force. And you notice it's bipartisan. Bush, Obama, across the board. They want to make this a Republican-Democrat issue, so when Obama's in, Democrats will support the TSA, and then when Republicans are in, they'll support it. That's how they divide us in the left-right paradigm. I don't care if you're a liberal, conservative, libertarian, communist, Easter Bunny, whatever it is, you shouldn't want this to be done to you and your family. I mean, the Soviet Union, at its height, didn't, take Miss Soviet Union or whatever at a checkpoint, stick their hands down her pants. They would, no one would ever, not in communist China. I talk to folks that fly there all the time, even touch your body. If they're suspicious or think you're doing something, they call you in behind closed doors and interrogate you. But again, political correctness, they're not making a mistake here. Oh, we don't want to target certain groups so everyone has hands down their pants. It's designed that way. So they flip it around and say, all of you are guilty. But I'm digressing. Here's the points I want to get into. A, great job to the hundreds of people that showed up during the afternoon and throughout the evening when they closed the day's session at past 11 o'clock at night. Folks were in the gallery. Said traitors, treason, and Dewhurst made sarcastic remarks to the media, saying, I guess they don't like all we've done for them, and then laughed about Patrick and made some sarcastic comments about Senator Patrick, who's now exposed Dewhurst. I want to talk about the state police. I had a Dutch film crew with me, and they couldn't believe citizens marching into a Capitol and screaming at the lobbyists, screaming at the senators, going to their offices and screaming at them. Well, that's what freedom looks like. If you don't have that, you've got the opposite what this country's now turned into. That's your birthright. And if you don't like seeing people behave like that and do things like that, and this, quote, civil society, when you have an outrageous federal power grab meant to break our will, meant to set a precedent where they can do anything they want. Extreme tyranny calls for extreme actions. And this was not extreme actions, going down there and showing them that we're angry and getting in their face and then garnering literally hundreds of TV stations. There were hundreds of TV stations there in the final days of the Texas legislature. And at any one time, I had 20 news cameras around me. And then my job was done in an hour, hour and 20 minutes. I left and I said, okay, all you great patriots that came out, you go be on the media now. They were all over TV, our listeners, and all over newspapers. And they stayed there till past 11 o'clock at night. Just absolutely incredible to see the people there. Frankly, a lot of them doing a better job than I did when I saw them on the news. And there's no way to watch all the newscasts. There are hundreds of Texas newscasts, dozens of national newscasts, hundreds of newspapers, another devastating blow against the globalists. Oh, they unanimously passed it in the House, 138-0. They had 30 of 31 senators, almost unanimous, and Dewhurst killed it. And we now know how Dewhurst killed it, and we won this battle. Oh, we didn't lose by them engaging in this treachery. Many Texas papers across the board, both Democrat and Republican editorial boards, are saying Dewhurst is done. Dewhurst, it's over. You know why? He didn't proudly get up and say, I work for the Justice Department, and I want to be a U.S. senator, and I'm a toady, and I've worked with Obama's people. He let senators know, and they're on record, saying, don't let anybody know. I can't have fingerprints on this. We're going to kill it. And he worked the floor and made threats and made promises to kill it. And knocked the 30 of 31 votes down to almost zero with some of these cowards. And the fact that his treachery has been shown, and the fact that finally Senator Patrick hit him with both barrels and said, you are a disgrace, you are a traitor. I mean, he's all over the news here. You did this behind the scenes. I will not support you for U.S. Senator. I will not support you for governor. And Patrick's as powerful as it gets in the Senate. Patrick, finally, your people are finally starting to become Americans again and say, I don't care about being a political toady. I'm taking you on. They're finally becoming Texans. We're going to talk about this on the other side. Liberty is contagious.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, folks, here's the deal. I had State Representative David Simpson, who helped author the bill and was the main leader on the unanimously passed bill to enforce the law and not let TSA stick their hands on the outside and inside of men, women, and children's pants and grab their genitals. And when he left us, I talked to him during the break. He said, yeah, we've still got till like, you know, later tonight, it's the last day of the session, or the last day for this bill to be able to get through. There may be a day or two left, but a lot's happened. The point is we need to get down there today. We need to go to the Capitol, Texas Capitol. Did you know this? It's normal. You go and you talk to your state senators, not the House members. They unanimously voted to do the right thing. You can go pat them on the back if you want, but what needs to be done first is there's only 31 of these senators, and you need to go to every one of their offices. And you can also go in the gallery and, you know, watch the whole thing in session and let these folks know that in their offices that you do not like what's happening. So that's what we're dealing with right now. And I've already got Rob Jacobson down there. He sees a few people. Obviously, I just called for this an hour ago. I'm going to leave here at about 2:10 Central, and I'll be down there and park by 2:30, 2:40 or so. The point is, this, I'll be in there. You'll see me. But the point is, it's for you as a citizen to go talk. It's not even a demonstration or a rally. Later, if folks want to congregate, you know, on the South Lawn or something, media needs to be there. You know, I guess we could do that at 4 o'clock or something. The point is, I've even got other stuff I got to do on top of this. We just need to go down there, talk to our senators, because they're just ignoring the phone calls, because they're getting so many phone calls right now, and say, look, it's illegal what the TSA is doing. They don't have a law to back it up. The state rep talked about that earlier. They're just brazenly doing it. We need to get down there. We need to go. I'm asking you to go. I don't do a lot of demonstrations or events. I've done it. I've been on international television, national TV, Nightline, you name it. I've spoken to rallies of 10,000 people, 2,000 people, 1,000. I don't just go around doing these events because I realize that it's about talking to the senators. It's about informing people electronically through the media. But showing yourself on events like this, this is what it's all about. It's about the people showing that, you know, by their physical presence, that they are against what's happening. Now, joining us from Tripoli, Libya, under months and months of bombardment, British attack helicopters now being dispatched, U.S. and British forces advising admitted Taliban or al-Qaeda in the fight against Muammar Gaddafi. The attempted assassinations are ongoing, and they're not even calling them assassinations, even though they're admitted. The Russians are now calling for an immediate ceasefire in Libya, saying this is an attack, a humanitarian disaster. They now admit the rest of the Arab Springs are being funded by the CIA. That's now admitted. Google and others in Europe have just been praised for it. Former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney has been demonized because she has a lot of courage. She spoke up against DynCorp and Halliburton child kidnapping rings and got Rumsfeld to admit it. She fought against forced inoculations. She fought against the Patriot Act. She has a lot of courage, and she's a member of the Green Party. She's been awarded the Peace Through Conscience Award from the Munich American Peace Committee. And yesterday she appeared on state-run Libyan TV, and that's caused quite a hubbub here domestically because she has the courage to go to that. We were talking to her yesterday on the phone with bombs going off in the background. Congresswoman, we appreciate you joining us.
Alex, it's been too long. I have wanted to come on your show for so long, but it's quite, you know, whenever we get together, it's wonderful. So thank you so much for having me on. And, you know, it's dark here now, and after the meeting of President and Cameron, we expect that there will be intense bombing tonight. We don't know that, but we expect that that's what is in store for us, more humanitarian intervention from NATO.
And Obama told Cameron, no let-up on Gaddafi. Have you talked to Gaddafi? What have you witnessed? What are you seeing? We're seeing the images of civilian dead, burning buildings, and our media tells us, 1984 style, this is not an assault, this is not an attack, this is humanitarian. They're sinking, what, 8 ships last week in the harbor, bombs going off everywhere, more bombs yesterday. What are you witnessing?
They're lying. The American people are being lied to, not only by the media, by their leaders. And this is becoming a humanitarian disaster. For example, I have an Italian woman here who did everything she could to purchase medicines because they want to purchase medicines. And the government of Italy put a stop on the purchase by the Libyans of medicine for their people.
And that's a violation of the Geneva Convention. That is a serious war crime.
That's right. And then we have the situation with the fuel for civilian use. They have effectively blockaded the harbor so that deliveries of benzene to fuel the cars is not permitted. And this is affecting the civilian population. So you will see what looks like a traffic jam. And actually, it's cars lined up, hundreds of cars lined up at the service station.
So they have Libya under siege. Tell us what it's like on the ground. Tell us what you're witnessing. Tell us what you said on Libyan television.
Well, basically, now here's the interesting thing, because these people, the Libyans, are undeterred. They seem to be unafraid. I was with a group of women. I wrote in the piece that I did, A Feast of Blood, about a woman whose mother is in Benghazi. And she can't, it's sort of like the situation with Hurricane Katrina. She can't get back to Benghazi because, you know, Benghazi is the stronghold of the rebels. Now, the interesting thing, what I've been told today, I haven't checked it out yet, but that there is sort of active Israeli intervention in Benghazi, and that the Israelis are on the ground under contract, probably being paid to organize the NATO alliance of that consists of Libyans. But it's my understanding that these so-called rebels are not just Libyans; they are people from all over the region. These are not even mainly Libyans. These are Egyptians and Algerians and
it's the CIA secret Al Qaeda brigades from the 1980s. That's now been admitted.
Yes.
And there's U.S. and British commandos have been there since before it started. That's now confirmed. This is absolutely incredible. Why did you decide to go to Libya, former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney?
Well, I guess, you know, I'm accustomed to going into conflict zones, and I just could not accept that this was being done in my name. And, you know, there comes a point when you're fed up, you're tired, and you want to do as much as you can possibly do. And, of course, I come from the Catholic tradition that instructs us that we have an obligation, we have a responsibility to do as much as we are gifted to do. And so being here was my way of making a contribution. And sure enough, the fact that I was here when the most intense bombardment of Tripoli, this is Tripoli. I mean, can you imagine? I'm not talking about, you know, out in the farmland where you're just despoiling the agricultural land. I'm talking about Tripoli, a metropolitan area of 2 million people, and they're being hit with bombs. I mean, it is absolutely incredible.
And it's called humanitarian.
What that has to do with any kind of humanitarian intervention is beyond me. This is what we know the United States to be very good at, and particularly on the African continent. We've seen it over and over and over again. Individuals of wealth and resource who are able to pull the levers on U.S. military and diplomatic policy are able to arm a small group of people, give them the financial wherewithal to wreak havoc and terror on a population, and then all of a sudden, presto, abracadabra, you've got what is called in the media a civil war. Well, it's not a civil war. It's a group of people who've decided that they want something that particular area has. For example, in Sierra Leone, it was diamonds. And when the British sandline mercenaries went into the home of Fode Sanko, what did they find there? A letter from Maurice Templesman proposing to do business. So this is the kind of thing that motivates U.S. policy. And I am certain that at the end of an investigation, were we to have one, we would find that there are certain individuals involved in this, and they are able to dictate to the president, to Cameron, to Sarkozy, to all of the NATO allies, they are able to dictate them, go going to war.
Well, we know
what
it's about.
That's what this is about.
The Al-Qaeda rebels have already set up their own bank. They've already set up their own oil company. And it's about handing over the trillions in oil, also the water. Say what you want about Muammar Gaddafi. He's built up an infrastructure. He's actually delivered to the people the government spoils. And it's become a major hub for all of Africa. And he's been developing Africa and moving towards an African currency and a loan program. He's got hundreds of billions in gold and other resources. And you can say what you want about Gaddafi. But bottom line, this is a takeover. You know, how can the neocon media call you a traitor for being over there reporting the truth when it's admitted that what Gaddafi said 3 months ago is true, that the main force, this is now in the Wall Street Journal and L.A. Times, that is running all this is Al-Qaeda. And in fact, the Al-Qaeda commander under CIA payroll admits that he killed U.S. soldiers or commanded groups in Iraq. So you're against people that killed U.S. soldiers, and so you're bad. Cynthia, I mean, what's wrong? Just join Al-Qaeda, and the neocons are going to say you're great.
Well, that's exactly the point, because we remember when Robin Cook, the now deceased foreign minister of the United Kingdom, had to say about Al-Qaeda. He just said it was the CIA's Rolodex. So it is.
And he died a week later. That killed him real fast.
And they got rid of him. Yeah. So I mean, you know, it's not the situation that the United States is allied with Al-Qaeda is not unusual. What is unusual is that they actually admit it, because what they have been saying to the American people and to the world is that Al-Qaeda is the bad guy, and that's who we've got to get. But I will never forget the op-ed that was written by Robin Cook. And so I advise everybody, I know you talk about this, and you know, you're one of the rare truth tellers, and so you will remember this, but the fact that we had someone of Robin Cook's stature and position to tell us the truth about exactly what Al-Qaeda was is very important and something not to be forgotten.
I agree, and the word was he was going to come out and document that they'd murdered Dr. David Kelly. It's now coming out they murdered Diana. That's big news. And they couldn't allow him with that high level, you know, like number two or three in the British government. They killed him so fast it made everybody's head spin. Now, Congresswoman, this is so important. What is the mood of the Libyans under these love bombs that are killing so many, these humanitarian kinetic attacks, and the word of the attack helicopters coming, more weapons? I don't bring this up because you're black. It's in the news. We reported it over a month ago that Gaddafi's been allied with just a coalition, and the tribes he's with are not anti-black African, and it's admitted that they're lining up blacks and killing them in the areas held by Al-Qaeda. What's the word on that, on the genocide against black Africans in Libya?
Well, here's another thing that is absolutely astounding, and that is this whole idea that black people shouldn't be in Africa, which is something that was promulgated by the American press. When I presume is that when they landed and they saw black people all over Libya, they were shocked. Well, the fact of the matter is that you've got a sizable chunk of black people in Libya because you've got black people all over Africa. it's horrible and it's insulting to the Libyans themselves. And so now they have their own citizens who are being killed, beheaded. In fact, I'm having the video of this. I think there may be some footage of this on the Internet already, but I am getting it uploaded now so that I can disseminate it through my own network of the family members of those Libyans who were lynched. They've gone to lynching and beheadings of the blacks, and this is being done by the NATO allies.
Because it's known that blacks, on average, are supportive of Gaddafi because he doesn't lynch them and chop their heads off.
Well, look, company in order to get to see their doctor. They have free health care over here. They don't have to go through a bank in order to have a relationship with their professor at a university because they have free education over here. All the way up through the PhD level, you go to school and you don't pay
attention. No, I studied Libya. I don't even agree with socialism because it only works if you have a benevolent dictator, and I'm not saying he's that. But Gaddafi does take most of the money and actually use it. That you've been there many times. I've seen the video, the reports. It is a shining jewel of development, and they want that giant canal he's built, that huge airport they built for AFRICOM to launch attacks all over Africa. I mean, really, Libya is the beachhead to really take over Africa. Is that the word there?
That's right. And in addition to that, you have the European countries were trying to have some Mediterranean alliance. And what they proposed was that the African countries on the Mediterranean littoral beach.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The New World Order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
All the leaves are brown, and the clouds gray, and the sky is gray. I came for a walk on a winter's day. I think it's
wild. You know, I know Christmas is coming up next week. I just want to wish everybody a healthy and happy Christmas and holiday season. I want to thank all of our listeners, our AM&FM affiliates, our sponsors, everybody. The GCN Radio Network, they got a lot of important news up at GCNlive.com. In fact, we've got that article, FBI agents train garbage collectors to report suspicious activity, Governor Ventura probes Pentagon attack, unreleased 911 video, and missing trillions. That's at GCNlive.com. GCNLive.com. The Great Crumbling to Begin, that's at GCNLive.com. Austin joins Rebellion against Naked Body Scanners, that's at GCNLive.com. There's a lot of other big breaking news and information, of course, as well, up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Another great place to visit is TheInternationalForecaster.com. If you want to call and get a free, the latest introductory hard copy, either emailed or mailed to you, you can call Midas. They'll send one out to you for free. That's a great value and just really piercing information and research. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Midas Resources, the parent company that supports Genesis, also has great deals on gold and silver. A lot of other places are sold out, or they've got huge premiums. I'm telling you, great deals at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. Their regular prices are wonderful, very competitive, but when you tell them, I want to hear a list of radio specials from Alex Jones, that's the smoking deals that are 5 to 10 points on average lower than what their main prices are. 800-686-2237 to find out about the lost leaders and the best deals. And don't wait to get into gold and silver. Briefly, Bob Chapman, what's your view on gold and silver? What have they been up to lately trying to suppress it unsuccessfully?
Well, the February contract right now is up $6.50, and the March contract's up 44 cents, and they're going to be trading for another couple of hours. And it looks like we may be ending this mini correction. And all you people out there got to realize that gold and silver have always been a volatile market. And now they're even more volatile than ever because you have more people getting involved, not particularly from the United States, but particularly from Europe and Asia that haven't been big buyers in the last 30 years or big buyers ever. And so there's a lot of volatility. You got the U.S. government, other central banks in the market manipulating it. It's something you got to put up with. And you don't look at it every day. You don't trade it. You go long and you stay long. And don't think about it. If you want to make changes from time to time, in either your coins or your bullion or your stock for some reason, you do so. But for all intents and purposes, you buy and you hold it. And you don't worry about gold going from 1400 to 1375 or whatever it is. Or silver going from
if you look at the yearly graph versus the 10-year, it's just going straight up.
That's right. It's been going there for 10 years. 19.6% appreciation compounded in gold bullion over the last 10 years. It does not get any better than that. And this is only the end of phase one, the beginning of phase two. There'll be three or four phases in this. Ron Paul and I have both talked about $6,000 gold price for backing, new backing on a dollar. It's very, very possible. Others are predicting 4,000, some more. We won't know until we get there, but it's going to be up in that realm, so to speak. And so you're going to see silver trading at $100 or $200 an ounce. I don't know. All I know is it's going higher.
All I know is they're devaluing currencies worldwide, not just the dollar. And so you're going to see oil go up, all of it. Now, if you want to call Midas Resources, tell them it's the radio special. Get the lowest prices, 800-686-2237. Or if you want a free copy of the International Forecaster, 800-686-2237. They've got some other deals on the full year subscription of the Forecaster when you get a Frank. Bob, God bless you. God bless you all. Great job, crew. Ventura.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.